Hello, thank you for contacting customer service. This is Damien with the fraud division. How may I assist you?
Hi, yes. My name is Elizabeth Jasinski. I just talked to somebody. You guys are taking money out of my account. I don't know how you got my information. I don't know how it was done.
Can I get you to confirm your address for security purposes, please?
100 Commodore Court, St. Mary's, Georgia.
Thank you. I'm waiting for it to load in the transaction and billing information. I see that a order was placed for a drone via a survey for $8.25. It was stated within the terms of agreements that it was a gift to get you to enroll into the discount membership club, where you have a chance to win items monthly. People do win those items, but it is not guaranteed.
I don't care about it. I want my money back. I didn't do this. I don't know who did this. I did not do this. I'm a 64-year-old woman. What the hell do I want a drone for? Now, my bank is overdrawn because of this. Y'all took out $8 and then turned around and took out $67.
On the 3rd of November, you do not recall placing an order for a drone?
No, I did not place an order November, December, anybody. I did not place an order. That's what I'm saying. I don't know how you guys got this bank account.
Okay, so I can go ahead and file this as fraud. Want to make sure that you're aware that all cases of fraud are forwarded for a pending investigation and that false claims of fraudulent charges may result in a penalty, such as a fine, as long as you're sure no one in your household placed the original order.
As far as I know, honey, unless my 8-year-old grandson placed it. I don't know if somebody got a hold of my, I don't know what happened. I can't tell you something. All I did was check my account today and see I'm $40 overdrawn because you guys just took out $8 and some cents on the 3rd. I kept calling and calling and calling you guys. Y'all never responded. I happened to look at my bank account today. Oh, shit, $67. I'm overdrawn. I'm calling you guys at 6 o'clock in the morning, and you're responding to me.
The first and last name.
I don't know who made these calls. I don't know. Or who did this shit. I don't know. I don't know how you would have got my bank account. Unless, I don't think that my 8-year-old grandson would know my bank account information. You sure you didn't get it off of somebody else's? I mean, somewhere down the line, something else that's in my bank?
No, ma'am. The order would have had been placed. The first and last name, as well as the address you had provided, does match what is on file. Would you like me to go ahead and proceed with the fraud claim?
When am I going to get my money back? Yes.
I'll be issuing you a full refund. You'll be receiving your refund within 3 to 5 business days.
Do what you have to do, honey, because I didn't do this. I don't know who did this, and I'm done. I don't even know who Pure and Gentle is, who you guys claim to be.
You have been canceled, and you were issued a full refund.
Okay, thank you so much, and you have a blessed day.
Thank you for contacting customer service. Enjoy the rest of your day.
Hold on, honey. Do I need a number or something?
I do have a confirmation code that will confirm the cancellation and refund. Are you ready to write that down?
Well, wait a minute, honey. Wait just a second. Let me get a pen. All right, I got a piece of paper. Go.
C as in Charlie. R as in Romeo. 2-6-3-1-1-4-8-5-8.
Okay, and your name?
My name is Damien.
Okay. I don't know if I need that. Okay. Okay, and that's all I need? Okay, thank you so much.
Thank you for contacting customer service. Enjoy the rest of your day.
Thank you. Bye-bye.